This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
City for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Busy show today because we have a lot of guests that are here, obviously, for the gathering of the best and brightest of the oil and gas industry. Governor Doug Burgum in just a moment. By the way, our Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is conducting a panel today here. Chris Berg of Valley News Live Point of View just got off the stage, facilitated a fantastic question and answer session with the audience here about what North Dakota needs to do to be the most business-friendly state in the nation. Our time is now is what it was titled. It was really, really good. So looking forward to catching up with Chris and kind of walking through some of the answers that came on that front as well. So this show is powered by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow and a great new platform. If you've not been there lately, go to frankspeech.com. It is Mike Lindell's counter to YouTube and all the woke social media. Really, 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 really a place where we give you great deals too, by the way. frankspeech.com. And if you use the promo code SCOTT, you get all the great deals, and there's even better deals at frankspeech.com than there are at mypillow.com. So if you've been to mypillow.com but not frankspeech.com, go there, use the promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Hot off the stage and a great address at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting is Governor Doug Burgum. Isn't it good to be in Watford City, Governor?
It's fabulous to be here. We're in the incredible, beautiful Rough Rider Center. If anybody from North Dakota hasn't been to Watford, either in your life or recently, need to get here. And if you haven't seen the Rough Rider Center, this is a tremendous collaboration between the city and economic development and the high school. So you got a new high school, but adjacent to that, convention center, gyms, rinks, gymnastics. Have you ever been in there when the kids are in here? It's amazing facility. Wedding dances. Now we got up on right above us here, University of Mary nursing program, remote thing. I mean, this is an incredible example of how you can bring mixed uses to a facility where everybody benefits. It's better for the taxpayers, and of course, none of this would be here without the oil and gas industry. So how fitting the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here.
Do you think it's an accident that this is the fastest growing county in America and also the number one oil and gas producing county in America? Is that a coincidence?
Completely related. And of course, fantastic that Williams County in North Dakota, home of Williston, was number two on the national list as the second fastest growing county in the nation. And that the state of North Dakota was number four out of 50 states in terms of our population growth. I mean, that's a reflection. That's when you bring people and investment together, talent and capital together to solve problems. And because everybody knows when this, 10 years ago, Obama and all the, their administration had declared that we had, you know, the experts had declared that we were at peak oil and it could only go down. And then with innovation, we went from having production go down in the U.S. to us finally achieving for the first time in, since World War II, a position where we could sell energy to our friends and allies around the world, be completely energy secure ourselves, and stop having to buy it from people that are our sworn enemies. And so, you know, this is a, it was very exciting to see what happened here during the last 20 years, and then in the last 6 months, very disturbing to see us adopt at the federal level under the Biden administration a series of policies which basically reverse a path that would get us to, you know, not just energy independence, but energy security in an increasingly volatile and insecure world.
Talk a little bit about the fact that you mentioned also on stage that North Dakota is now the number three state in the nation. And then, as you say, coinciding with the Biden administration that says, you know, hey, OPEC, why don't you compete more against us? And also federal lands, there'll be no drilling there. So you've got a perfect storm here of things that are going on where our production is going the wrong way, largely because one of the enemies of oil and gas production in North Dakota is the federal government. What are we to make of that?
Well, it's inexplicable, and it's And I also think, just as an American, it's offensive to me that our president would ask OPEC to increase production when we know that not just in North Dakota but across our country that we've got hardworking frontline oil and gas workers that are still unemployed from the demand destruction that occurred during the pandemic, and that he'd be asking our enemies in some cases to increase their production to help get prices down at the pump. I mean, one of the biggest, you know, unseen taxes on hardworking American families around our country that commute to work, that have to drive, you know, to their hourly wage jobs, is high gas prices. And what have we seen under the Biden administration? We've seen gas prices go up, and because of the policies that are basically creating a set of headwinds, which are constraining the industry to continue to innovate. And if you're someone out there that cares about the environment, you should want every barrel of oil produced to be produced in the United States, because we do it cleaner, safer, and more efficiently than anyone else. And believe me, in North Dakota, we've got regularly, we're in the top of the list, one or two, for the cleanest air, cleanest water. We care, 90% of the land in North Dakota is privately owned farms and ranches. Only 7% of it is federal. And they somehow think that they care more about the quality of the land than the generational families and the tribes and others that are here, that have been here in our state. So if you care about the environment, we should produce more American energy. If you care about energy independence, we should be producing more energy. If you care about the positive economics for job creation and manufacturing back to the U.S. or hardworking families, we should be creating more energy here. So none of the Biden policies make sense to me, not politically, not economically, and not security-wise, and not environmentally.
What's behind it? Because we could say, you know, gosh, they just don't get it, or there's a level of incompetence there, but it seems to me that's really naive. It seems to me this is, a lot of this coming from them is by design, right? I mean, cancel pipelines in the U.S. and incentivize pipelines from Russia to Germany. I mean, like, I can't think that's an accident. What's going on?
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me, and so I can't be a pundit to try to explain something, but you're absolutely right, Scott. I mean, these policies are playing into the hands of the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, the North Koreans. Your Russian example is the perfect one, which is the, you know, gas prices in Europe have gone up 40-50% in the last 3 weeks, and we're not talking winter yet. I mean, Russia's going to be in a position to really hold Western Europe, all of our allies, all of our friends, hold them hostage with high gas prices this coming winter because of the volatility, the instability that's being created by some of these policies.
One of the things that worries me right now is we're up to $70 oil. And, you know, there was a time when oil was minus, right, on the board during the whole COVID mess. So to come back to $70 in the time we have is pretty extraordinary. Normally it would have taken a lot longer than that. Yet, we don't have anywhere near the activity going on that would normally match $70 in oil with rigs, with the investment from the industry, which seems to me is a result of the environmental movement, very radical, very extreme, as well as the corporate world, where the certainty isn't there. There's this whole, you know, environmental science, social governance, the whole ESG thing that is paralyzing capital, right, paralyzing public companies. And so that's worrisome. Here we're at $70 in oil and we don't have the capital coming in. How do we crack that code?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you don't have to believe or not believe in climate change, have a view or an opinion about it, but it is a fact that we produce energy cleaner and more efficiently and safer than anyone else. So again, if you care about the environment, you should want American energy production to be as high as possible. But if you don't have to have a view on climate change, you just have to follow the money. I mean, there's now approaching, I think the number globally is $40 trillion that's locked up under these ESG investing rules. And one of the ways that we found to flip that discussion and to start attracting capital to North Dakota was the challenge we put out about let's have North Dakota get to be carbon neutral by 2030 with no regulation, no mandates, nothing whatsoever put on any company that's operating in North Dakota. No rules, no nothing at all. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, you do that because the same geologic jackpot that allowed us to the Bakken and all the benefits that touched every single North Dakotan, oil and gas now delivering over 50% of the tax revenue to the state of North Dakota, creating an over an $8 billion legacy fund and counting, $6 billion in the land trust things. All of that is money off the top that we're getting in this unique part public-private partnership between the state of North Dakota and the oil industry, where North Dakota gets 10% of the revenue off the top, whether the oil industry is making money or not. I mean, this is an incredible deal for the state, so we should want to support them to continue to innovate and attract capital. Well, one of the ways that we can break and flip the dialogue on ESG is related to the geologic jackpot, not only of production of energy, but the geologic jackpot of storing carbon. Bakken oil, 10,000 feet below ground. At a 7,000 foot layer, we have the gift of the perfect place to store CO2. There are over $25 billion of projects that have been identified really since May, is when we started in this conversation, where people from around the world are saying, wow, if you guys can store CO2, then maybe we can put a value-added energy plant there, we can put a value-added ag plant there, and then we can get things. So we have the regulatory environment where we in North Dakota, it's a 10-year effort that was in place through previous governors and through our administration to be able to have self-determination or primacy, where we get to regulate Class 6 wells. Those are carbon storage wells.
So very important to have the state say, here's what the regulation rules are, not the feds. That primacy is a big deal. More on this with Governor Burgum when we come back.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
More of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum in just a moment. Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers, America's Land Auctioneers. 7 a.m. Saturday mornings. It is appointment listening on KFIRE 550 on AM 1100 The Flag, 970 WDAY, and The Flag West in Stanley, Tioga, Watford City. 7 a.m. Saturdays, America's Land Auctioneer. They're really doing it well. Speaking of land, they've got it. They manage land. They list land, and coming up today, 5 o'clock in Leith, North Dakota, big land auction, and that one's on the calendar for today. All of their auctions are live online and live and in person. Well, not all of them are in person, but all of them are online. And thankfully, a lot of them are also in person. That includes the Bowman, North Dakota big auction that is coming up on the calendar as well. And that'll be on Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain at Piper's Auction and Realty in Bowman. Semi-annual Western Dakota equipment auction. One auction you do not want to miss. Full inventory, online bidding available. So check it out at Pipers.com, Pipers.com, or call them. You ready? I'd call Andy Murnick. Call Andy at 701-206-1095 right now. If you want any more information about that, or Jim Sabe at 701-523-6283. These guys will take care of you. I have a little bit of news on the Antelope Valley Station that I would consider good news, because we've been sitting here saying, wow, those pictures don't look good. I hope this isn't as bad as it looks. And we've now learned from Basin that the Antelope Valley Station near Beulah, is the fire there is contained, that all employees at the facility are safe, that fire departments from Dakota Gasification Company and the Coteau Freedom Mine did respond immediately and continue to monitor the fire. They don't know the cause, but the situation right now obviously under investigation, but first responders saved the day as usual in Beulah, North Dakota, the Antelope Valley Station. This is the second biggest coal-fired electricity-powered power plant in North Dakota, 1,000 megawatts. Big, big deal. And obviously with the challenges with Coal Creek Station and what's going on with Otter Tail Power and the other partnership there, we can't afford to lose any of them. So that's good news. More of our chat with Governor Doug Burgum now, who before the break was telling us that when it comes to solving the puzzle that the environmental social governance world has caused, that the extreme environmental movement has caused, in saying carbon is bad. Carbon is bad, and if it touches carbon, shut it down, keep it in the ground, don't do it, is carbon capture. And carbon capture goes into wells in salt deposits in North Dakota. We're uniquely positioned to be in a place that could solve the problem. So much so, the ethanol industry is now saying in Iowa, in Nebraska, in Minnesota, hey, can we send our carbon there? Yes, you can. The Project Tundra that ultimately says, you know what? We have a solution. It's carbon capture. It's carbon storage. That must be governed not by the federal government, because they'll screw it up, but these Class 6 wells, as they're called, must be governed, must be regulated by North Dakota. That's called primacy. And the governor's just exactly about to get into why this state regulation of that is so important. More of our chat with Governor Doug Burgum right now on Class 6 wells.
Carbon storage wells. Other states that are under federal control, you could have this administration say, you know, we believe in carbon storage, and then when you get ready to do your multi-billion-dollar project, they don't give you the permit. Does that sound familiar? Like, you know, building a pipeline and you don't get the permit. So the risk is real for people to go anyplace else where there is not state regulation. We're one of two states. Wyoming followed us. We can tell an investor that if you want to build a $3 billion pipeline in North Dakota to put your CO2 underground, we can give you the well and we can give you the permit. And when we have that CO2 coming, that opens up a whole new industry, and it could open up an industry 20 years from now, because people are going to wake up and find out someday that carbon is not the devil element on the periodic table, the chemistry table we all had as kids. It is not that. Carbon, think of carbon fiber. Think of all the new advanced materials. What are we building planes out of? What do you build a Formula One race car out of? What do you build a protective vest for law enforcement out of? I mean, carbon fibers are some of the lightest, strongest things in the world. The research we're doing at the EERC at Grand Forks, the Energy Environmental Research Center, they're working on single carbon atoms. They've got a product up there that is the size of a human hair that could hold a grand piano. I mean, it's unbelievable, advanced material stuff. I mean, one of the biggest energy-consuming things that the world does is concrete, and we use concrete in all this construction. China's digging up every river they have. Their pollution, their environmental destruction, they're digging them all up because they're running out of sand to make concrete for all this. Carbon materials, I mean, I could envision a day in 20 years from now when people are coming to North Dakota and go, wow, did you guys just put away carbon for the last 20 years? Could we get at that? We'd like to pump that back up and use it in our value-added process to make materials. So this is exciting now because it can help extend the life of all of our carbon-based industries and carbon-producing energy, whether it's coal, gas, or oil. We create life for them. So we have the regulatory framework, we have the geology, and now the markets are forming. The reason we don't need regulation is because there are going to be credits. There's going to be tax incentives. Senator Hoeven, Senator Cramer, Congressman Armstrong are working on all these carbon things that will actually create a cash flow to allow people to stay in the business of running a coal plant and sequestering the carbon and producing stable baseload. I mean, this is critical to us, is that we have stable baseload and that we stop taxing our industries that we need to support the resilience on our electricity grid, and we stop subsidizing the things that don't provide that.
Joel Brown, one of the McKenzie County commissioners, who is a petroleum engineer, UND grad. Sorry, Governor, he's an NDSU grad, but he's a UND grad. One of the first in the petroleum engineering program up there, by the way. Also now, as I mentioned, a McKenzie County commissioner and a business owner here with Mineral Tracker, that's under the First International Bank of Trust. He told me yesterday we're within 5 years of having the cleanest barrel of oil in America. So again, back to the question of competing with the capital, if we're saying we do that before Texas does that, we do that before Alaska does that, or New Mexico does that, that gives us that competitive edge you're talking about. Do you agree with him on that time frame? How far away are we away from that distinction?
Well, first of all, love Joel and Mineral Tracker and what they're doing. I remember the first time I met the guy, it reminded me, like all my years in the software business, I was at a Williston Petroleum Conference in Bismarck shortly after being elected, and I'm walking around to all the booths to see where the innovation is, and here's a little 10-by-10-foot booth with these kids in there, and they had a product that people said didn't exist, which is their Mineral Tracker, which can help do that. So the state of North Dakota has become a customer because for the first time ever, we've been able to evaluate what the mineral assets of the state of North Dakota is, because the state of North Dakota, when Brent and I took office, didn't have a balance sheet. You know, we barely had a profit and loss. We had a budget. You know, we had a budget year ahead or behind the budget. But the assets, what is the value of the land the state owns? What's the value of the minerals owns? What's the value of the buildings that we own? That's the balance sheet of a business. And we had nothing. There was nothing there for all the things. When we own billions and billions of dollars of mineral assets as a state that are still in the ground, and Joel's product helps us figure that out. But in terms of where this is all going, we had an oil company from Wyoming that wants to build a pipeline to North Dakota and use it for enhanced oil recovery. So the pipeline would be CO2 to North Dakota, goes in the ground in legacy wells. These are 1980s, not horizontal wells, but vertical old wells. They'll punch them in the ground and go down to other layers of geology that aren't the Bakken. Push CO2 down, it stays in the CO2, stays in the ground, oil comes out. They'll be putting more than a ton of CO2 in the ground for every barrel that comes up.
This is important. This is very, very important. This is the future we're talking about. More with the Governor Doug Burgum from Watford City after this.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who is bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
So I'm just about to share on Facebook the picture of our Pucklich Trail Boss Chevy Silverado 2020 that goes with me everywhere. North Dakota's home for Chevy. And Jim the flagpole guy put a flag attach on the back of that, just like the farm attach stuff that he sells. ndflagpoleguy.com. And it's right out front in the corner entrance to the Rough Rider Center in Watford City for the show. So I'm gonna share this, Todd. Would you share it too? And you can see what, and I don't know why there would be a pickup in North Dakota that would not have one of these things on. Because you can drive down the road with the flag flying off the back. And I had inspiration of this from a YouTube video I saw of some guy down in Texas. Remember that he came around the corner and he had a flag in the back of the bed of his pickup that was the size of a house. It was just unbelievable. I said, I need one of those, Jim. And Jim found a way. So you'll have to check it out. But the Pucklich, what's on your ranch, what's on your farm? Chevy Silverado Trail Boss from North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and also in our Valley City, two beautiful places that are regular stops of us here on What's on Your Mind is right out front, the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. More of our chat with Governor Doug Burgum in a moment, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and the 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, homemade cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4 all day, every day at Valley Dairy Stores up north and PetroServe USA stores. Great chicken. Todd and I are big fans of the chicken there in Mandan or right across from the Capitol and First International Bank of Trust in Bismarck. A great spot there, too. You can find them there. And then all the way when you're heading east, you know, stop at Seaman Valley City, exit 292, Castleton, West Fargo, into Minnesota, down to Wappanen, up to Bemidji. You get the idea. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA. Back with more of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum, who was just telling us about a company from Wyoming wanting to build a pipeline here. And, again, the possibilities that are happening as a result of this conversation over carbon capture and getting a North Dakota barrel of oil to be the cleanest in the country. That's right. Now, you might say, oh, give me a break. I'm so tired of all this. So am I. I mean, the religion of climate action sickens me to my core. It is ungodly. It is arrogant. It is, a fool's game, really, when you think about it, folks. Because think about this. And we say, yeah. We've got to harm our economy so we can have a lower carbon footprint. And then what we do is we send energy and gas, energy development, coal, oil and gas, offshore, and we send it to China, where they build a coal plant a month. I think there's like 88 under construction right now. It's just ridiculous, okay? And we send it to places that don't regulate things. And then all the bad things that they claim to worry about just go into the very same air. So anybody that truly believes that climate action is going to starve the earth and going to be the end of the end, right? I mean, they hate cattle now. They hate cattle. And they think that, 6 million cattle and we have in the U.S. right now is going to harm our environment. But they forget the fact we had 80 million buffalo running across this fruited plain at one point. It's insane. But if they truly want to worry about the climate, they should say, we want as much fossil fuel use here. We want as much oil and gas and coal development here because we actually regulate it. I mean, you should shred that argument in 10 seconds. However, anybody of any size that is trying to bring oil out of the ground, bring gas out of the ground and get it processed and get it for use in, Wahpeton, North Dakota, or smaller communities that don't now have natural gas, anybody that does that, by and large, they're a publicly traded company. And if they don't play the ESG tune, they're toast. So what Governor Burgum is, I believe, smartly saying is, we got to play that game. We don't have any choice to opt out of the game, and we can do it here better than anybody else, which is one of the reasons that this company he's talking about is thinking about locating here. Tell us more, Governor.
Of where we're, where this is all going. We had an oil company from Wyoming that wants to build a pipeline to North Dakota and use it for enhanced oil recovery. So the pipeline would be CO2 to North Dakota, goes in the ground in legacy wells. These are 1980s, not horizontal wells, but vertical old wells. You'll punch them in the ground and go down to other layers of geology that aren't the Bakken. Push CO2 down. It stays in the CO2, stays in the ground. Oil comes out. They'll be putting more than a ton of CO2 in the ground for every barrel that comes up. They will actually be in a position where they might be able to produce a carbon negative barrel of oil. I mean, what Joel's talking about, the cleanest barrel. If we get going on the CO2, we basically have, when you do the nets against each other, the way everybody else does in all the other industries, to be their way they're achieving carbon neutral is they expend carbon and then they have carbon offsets.
Do you agree that's 5 years away?
Well, for these guys could be sooner if they get their pipeline in and start doing the enhanced oil recovery. But it's a
very near future.
Absolutely right now, and this is why we're seeing the $25 billion of investment. When that happens, suddenly we can have petchem as an industry here. The plastics industry can come here. We can start building more fertilizer here because the capital was being held up because nobody wanted to invest in any businesses that were going to produce carbon. If we can solve the carbon issue, the world still needs fertilizer. The world still needs advanced materials for, lightweight materials for transportation, medicine, and we need all these other crops as well. Because the other thing is, we can be building greenhouses out of some of these advanced materials, growing crops 12 months a year. You put the CO2 in the greenhouse. Plants absorb CO2. Plants love CO2. They take CO2 in, and what do they produce? Oxygen. That's the process that occurs with plants. And all of our state, being 90% farms and ranches, is already a natural carbon sink. But we have an opportunity to take more excess carbon and become even more of an ag powerhouse by having crops grow faster in greenhouses with CO2.
Two other quick questions I want to ask you about, the fight on this front. And one of those seems to come from the land board, which you're a member. Land board is the biggest mineral holder here because they represent all the mineral rights that are there for the state. I just learned the other day that the land board is $100 million behind in payments to the industry and $50 million behind in payments to mineral owners, private mineral owners. Meanwhile, the land board is in the middle of a fight against this industry that just seems to be the bizarre, because you're fighting an industry that is paying half of the taxes you're talking about. I asked Wayne Stengem recently, I said, okay, you've just lost in court on this front. Is it time to just be done and get back to, paying the industry for what you owe them and paying minerals for what you owe them? And he said, well, whether we fight on will be up to the land board. You're one member. Is it time for the land board to stop this fight?
Well, I think the key thing here is I viewed it as a very positive ruling from the district judge. I mean, this is a piece of legislation that the legislators worked on. It passed by a wide majority. I signed it without hesitation. And if it, clearly states that it's, setting a statute of limitations, a clean line into how far back the state can go to collect what it's owed and due, you know, provides great clarity for land board members, because we have every, whether it's the land board, the water board, the industrial commission, all of us have a fiduciary responsibility to look out for all the citizens, not just one industry. We have to look out for all the citizens. But as I said, you know, here today, I mean, the way that we fulfill our fiduciary responsibility is really goes back to what you said. We get more rigs going in North Dakota, drilling more wells, getting our production back, getting back to our number two position, getting ahead of New Mexico. That's what fills the coffers of the land board and the legacy fund and all that.
And schools, education.
It's all there. So, I mean, so we have to create an environment where people want to invest in North Dakota. And then the second thing on behind on the payments, this is something that absolutely I'm going to be digging into. I've talked to a couple of members here today about it. If it's a staffing issue, we need to try to figure out a way to address that. But this relates back to, again, legislation. Senate Bill 2134, a couple sessions ago, Kelly Armstrong was the visionary that drove that and created that, which is defining clarity, you know, who owns the minerals underneath the historic riverbed of the Missouri River, not under the lake bed, but who owns under the historic river channel, which is underneath the lake. And so complicated, water's always complicated. There was a lack of uncertainty. There was a bunch of lawsuits. The bill got passed. It created the certainty. That was challenged in court. It was supported in court. So now we have a chance to proceed. So now we're just trying to execute against getting all of these payments that were all held in escrow back out to everybody. There still remains a little bit of uncertainty where we've got abutment with federal. There's some federal lawsuits that are out where there's also federal land along the Missouri River that's holding up a portion of that. But anything that's not tied to the federal litigation, if it's just an operational issue, we need to get more bodies on it, get those checks back. Because getting those checks back out to mineral owners and companies gives them the capital to invest, which helps our rig count go up.
Precisely. And meanwhile, stop the fight against the industry on issues the legislature have settled, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Last question related to the fight. I mean, you look at the federal government right now, specifically the Biden administration, they're saying no on federal lands. Sorry, you can't do it, which impacts, by the way, the land board, impacts of private mineral owners, right? You look at waters of the U.S. You look at what they're trying to do with their EPA. I mean, I could go down this list till we're blue in the face. COVID. They right now want to say, we're mandating businesses. We're mandating anybody with more than 500 employees. You will vaccinate your employees. So the fight's everywhere. Most of my listeners say we're not fighting hard enough. I mean, they want the governor throwing haymakers. They want the legislature throwing haymakers. They want the attorney general throwing the haymakers. What comfort can you give people that want more fight on this, on all of the, as it relates to the Biden administration?
Well, I think the big place, there's lots of skirmishes going on. The big fight has got to be this $3.5 trillion bill that's, you know, before Congress right now.
Thanks for not calling it infrastructure, by the way. The social agenda, right?
It is. It's the wish list of tax and spend like you can never imagine. I mean, this contains every possible thing that people have hoped for and dreamed about. Is if you had a socialist Democrat-led effort to basically take over sort of, you know, all aspects of how things, you know, move forward. I mean, the subsidies, I mean, the unintended consequences of that are horrifying to me. And so getting that stopped is number one. The infrastructure bill that got passed, you know, the $1 trillion one, well, $450 million of that was a reauthorization of the DOT spending. And we do need to have improvements in our roads and bridges. Even in North Dakota, we know we've got deficiency here. And
my understanding is a doubling of infrastructure spending on roads, bridges, water projects for the next 5 years.
Yeah, broadband. I mean, so there's a number of things in there that, you know, that are the kinds of government investments, because you're not going to have, you know, the private sector's not going to build an interstate highway system, you know, which we've benefited, you know, for greatly. But there's places around the country where interstate highway system, roads, bridges are in bad shape. And so that's a good one. And I think very smart what Hovind and Cramer did to support that, because that gives guys like Manchin the ability to push back on the $3.5 trillion.
Very interesting. That's what's called chess, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's not been a popular decision with some of our audience, but again, if the 1.5 or 1.1 trillion, whatever it is, infrastructure bill actually kills the $3 trillion bill or the $3.5 trillion bill, That's a victory. More of Governor Burgum's thoughts on that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com, your warranties for a lifetime, peace of mind for that new or used vehicle purchase. We're not just talking about Buicks and GMCs, although, of course, all those are on the table. But, oh, how about a Ford Super Duty 250? How about maybe a Ram? An Explorer? A Grand Cherokee? There's lots more. Shop, click, drive, and find yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, a couple of more minutes with our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. Wide-ranging conversation on a lot of things. We ended with what North Dakota would gain from that actual infrastructure bill that has passed the Senate, hasn't passed the House. Nancy Pelosi has given her word that there will be a standalone vote on it on Monday. Doesn't mean it's going to pass. Republicans in the House, Kelly Armstrong included, obviously don't want any part of a $4 trillion infrastructure package. So there are Democrats that are not going to vote for that, Republicans that are not going to vote for it. So if it gets across the finish line, it's done deal. It'll happen, and it ultimately will go a ways to killing the $3.5 trillion deal. So Governor just got done telling us he thinks it's good strategy. More of this conversation now with Governor Doug Burgum from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Watford City.
I mean, so this is a, and then we've just got to get our thing to the election in 2022. We got to make it there. Ryan Zinke here today running for the, we're going to have two congressmen from Montana. Hopefully that'll be two Republican congressmen from Montana. And if we've got Ryan running, no matter how they try to gerrymander the Democrats, they'll probably try to, create a left-leaning district in Montana. You put him in that thing, my money is on him that he's going to win that seat. And when he was Secretary of Interior, and we're talking about, former commander SEAL Team 6, Ryan Zinke, this guy has seen men fight and die, young men fight and die, to protect energy lanes coming from the Middle East. And he should be the person we listen to the most of, why wouldn't you produce the energy here versus expending lives and military and billions and trillions in a war overseas when we could be producing it here. So I'm excited that he's here. He gave a great talk today. I've supported him the first time he ran for Congress, was excited when he became Secretary of Interior. He did great things for North Dakota in that role, and excited to have him back in Congress. And young guy, big things down the road for him, but let's keep pushing him forward.
Just so you know, the feeling is mutual because he said you were the best governor in America.
Well, I'm sure that's a that's what you say when you're in North Dakota, maybe. He's a he's a good visitor to have if he's saying that. But yeah, but anyway, great to have him here, and always great to be with you, Scott. Thank you for pushing hard on all the important issues.
Governor Doug Burgum, our guest at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Great conversation, really was. Thank you, Governor, and to our earlier guest, Mark Fox. We also had a conversation with Jody Smith, and by the way, Lynn Helms, too. Great information. You could not listen to these last 2 hours, not because Scott Inman and Todd Mitchell are hosting, but because of these guests, and not know what 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years holds for the future. Tomorrow, Gary Amenith will guest host for me, talking coal. John Wieda will join, someone that knows electrical grids and generation and coal better than the most, and in a very influential position. So we're going to deep dive on coal tomorrow. And, having been at New Salem on Monday with our farm and ranch friends on the What's on Your Ranch tour from Pucklich and North Dakota Wind, and having been up here 3 days on the oil and gas front, it really, really, really revs your engines. It really, really, really insulates you from all the bad stuff that's happening. There are a lot of good things happening in North Dakota. And I get up every day recognizing America as we know it is under attack. But also, if we had to fight on that front, there's no better place to do it than from North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, salt of the earth, great folks. And it's the honor of my life to be here day in and day out with you. Grab a pen, because I want to tell you how we take North Dakota common sense to New York City at Christmas. New York City can't take Christmas from us, and they do Christmas very, very well, folks. So we look forward to telling you about how you can join my wife Maria and I on a trip to New York City. We're going back for Christmas. We took last year off because of the craziness. We're going to go show New York City how North Dakota does Christmas. So I'll tell you about that and the number that you need to write down. So grab a pen after I tell you about a couple of things from our listeners today. Ask the governor about election integrity and voting reform, says one listener. Did not get into that topic. Did not get into a lot of topics I would like to with the governor, including some things on COVID, just because we were at the oil and gas show and just had a limited amount of time. But I do think Josh Gallion has cracked that code on how North Dakota can play a role in making sure we do have election integrity with this audit that he is undertaking and is currently at the Attorney General's office for approval to get into the machines and find out, hey, can they do what they say they can't do? Can they do what they say they can't do? So stay tuned for more on that. Texter says if they ever complain about cattle impact, to you again, Scott. Just tell them you're eating them as fast as you can and doing your part to help. I love it. Another texter says there's a plus side to these planet activists. They're forcing new technologies that in the end hurt the activist mission. Bingo. You nailed it. Win, win, win. Texter says, tell me again what length of time we're going to take to spend $3.5 trillion. Right now, next week, by Christmas, the 4th of July. $3 trillion over 10 years. Mention that a lot. Mention that a lot.
I'm so glad we're spending all of tomorrow's money.
Exactly right. Anyway, New York City, December 7th, and we return on Saturday the 11th, but we're going to pack a lot in, including Broadway shows, Cats Deli, City Tour, most importantly, celebrate Christmas, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Top of the Rock, the Rockettes, and the Radio City Christmas event. Here's the number you need. You ready? Write it down. 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Group Travel Planners takes care of everything for us. Join us, New York City Christmas. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with extension.